You're listening to Angle Kids 24/7 Radio. Angle Kids 24/7 Radio. Stephon Devereaux. Stephon Devereaux Show here on Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. I want to thank you for joining us. Remember that old Dave Chappelle show? Had on years ago. Yeah, the Chappelle Show. Great show. He had a segment on that show, and it was called When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. A situation where someone tried to keep it real and either got beat up, arrested, or something. Well, in this case, we're going to talk about a person who thought he was keeping it real, and it went real, real bad for him. And that's Dez Dillinger. So it comes down yesterday that Dez Dillinger is facing 25 years in prison over weed. Weed. And some oils and so forth. But 25 years in prison over weed? Man, it's bad. But see, let me tell you something. See, Dez Dillinger, I feel like he brought this on himself. Remember when Dez Dillinger was on Instagram? Well, he's always on Instagram. But he's on Instagram running his mouth about Kanye West and wearing that hat. We don't have to bring up the name of that hat, but wearing that hat. And he did a video about Kanye West, be true to the game and all that. Remember that? Then he said he was going to kill Kanye West. He was going to send Crips to kill Kanye West. Remember that? Because he was trying to keep it real. Then remember when Suge Knight got sentenced to 28 years in jail? And he sat there and started a little beef with Suge's son on Instagram. Decided to make fun of Suge Knight and the situation he was in. Well, Dez Dillinger, you are practically in that same situation now. And it's not over murder. It's not over assault. It's not over threatening to kill someone. It's over weed. So Dez Dillinger's house got raided, and they found almost 120 grams of weed, found some oils, some paraphernalia, whatever. These are the things they found on a report that I've seen. Now, do I believe he should be getting these 25, or they should be trying to hand this man 25 years? No, of course not. Of course not. But this is Georgia. We know how Georgia feels about us. And when I speak of us, you know who I'm talking about. But Dez Dillinger, you brought this on yourself, dude. You brought this on yourself. That's why I have started calling you Dat Idiot Dez. Because you were an idiot. You on Instagram threatening to kill Kanye West. You on Instagram running your mouth about Suge Knight. Saying, tell you, you're smoking pounds of weed. Showing all your weed. Showing the royalties that you was getting from your Tupac songs that you did 20-something years ago. Mind you have not had a hit since, but you out there running your mouth. And when the cops got you, do you remember this video? When the cops got Dez, he was running his mouth that day on Instagram. He was beefing with Blood gang members. Goes to jail for that night, comes back the next morning, he's on there apologizing heavy. Yeah, I just want to say sorry to, you know, no disrespect to my Blood friends. And yeah, bruh, they got you. No different than the police. They got to you because you thought you were keeping it real. You thought you were keeping it real. You did not keep it real when you got released from jail the next day and you kept running your mouth. Or excuse me, you stopped running your mouth. You didn't keep it real then. You didn't keep it real then, Dez, did you? No, you didn't. See, Dez, I pray that you don't have to do no time. And I pray this is a slap on the wrist. Some probation, but I also pray that you learn from your mistakes. Bruh, you're 40-something years old. Stop acting like you 18. You ain't 18 no more, Dez. This ain't death row no more, Dez. Those days are long gone, Dez. Now, I know you're a stubborn guy because I do know that you were told by people at Death Row Records years ago that they didn't want you to rap anymore. And what did you do? You sat there and complained about it. They wanted you to produce hits, and you complained about it. Your stubborn ass decided, well, I don't need Death Row Records anymore, which is cool. You got paid. But Dez, you were an okay rapper, but you were not one of the best. Maybe if you listen to people's advice, things wouldn't go the way they go for you. I'm guaranteeing you somebody said, Dez, you know, it's not smart to be smoking all that weed on Instagram. I'm guaranteeing you somebody said, Des, it's not smart to be threatening to kill Kanye West, who is the biggest star in the world. I'm pretty sure people advised you not to do these things. They advised you not to go out to Suge Knight on Instagram. I'm pretty sure people advised you not to do these things. But you being the stubborn guy that you are, decided I'm still going to do it. Now look where you're at now. Facing 25 years in prison. When keeping it real goes real, 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 real bad. Just look at Das Dillinger. So next time, people, when you think that you're keeping it real, just remember what Das Dillinger is going through. Huh. Yeah, he kept it real. Stephon Devereaux, Stephon Devereaux Show here on Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Don't forget, like, subscribe, comment. You can cuss me out if you want. I don't care. I take it all. Love you to death. Peace.